If you've just come because you've travelled a fair way, great to have you here this morning. Just going to hand out communion. This morning we're going to do this before we pray for people to be healed. I've asked a number of our Connect Group leaders and some leaders in our church just to help pray this morning for those that need healing. But I'm also trusting today that as the communion's been handed out, that God's going to provide answers to some of the situations that you're facing. It might be employment. Whatever the miracle is that you just, let's believe that the very least you can get a gift of faith for your future, whatever your situation is. Can we do that together as a church today? That'd be awesome. So title of my message, and I'm going to include communion in it to some degree, is God's intention is to heal. Come on. God's intention is to heal. I see you're really excited about that. You're falling asleep on me. That's why I asked for the heater to go off, because I thought, I don't want people going to sleep this morning. I want them to receive a gift of faith for their life. I want them to know that God is greater than any other thing in their world. God's bigger. Say it with me, God's bigger. He's the greatest. We're a tiny little ant compared to him. Once we get that into our psyche, into our mindset, it's going to help this morning. So here we are at the table of the Lord. We're taking the emblems. In fact, I'll have some myself, please, Ed, when you're finished. I want us to hold the emblems in our hands for a few moments as I speak. Thanks, Roy. The Bible says... Oh, by the way, before I go any further, after if you've got children in kids' church this morning, after prayer, we want you to have prayer, but after prayer, please go and get your children. Will you help the teachers out? Go and get your kids after you've been prayed for so that they don't go at, you know, they're still going at 12 o'clock. That'll be fantastic. All right. So here we are. We've got the emblems in our hand representing God's body and his blood. And first thing I'd like to say in this respect is that the women went to the tomb to embalm Jesus, but he wasn't there. He wasn't there. Can we just have some background music, guys? And the angel came and said, "Why are you looking in the tomb for someone who is alive?" And I want us to get that this morning, if we haven't already. God is alive. He's alive. He's well. Guys walking along the road to Emmaus, going back home, Jesus walks up alongside them, chats to them. You know, their mindset was really downcast. Oh, we thought Jesus was the Savior. We thought this, we thought that. They couldn't see what was happening. And yet the Word of God had been prophesied. They had the Old Testament. It was there. So many places that this was going to happen. And it was when they took of the bread that their eyes were opened and they recognized that it was Jesus. It's no different today. Sometimes we can't see him. Or we don't think we can see him. But he's real. Their eyes were opened. If nothing else today, I want us to recognize that our eyes can be opened further to the power and the magnificence of what God has already done for us on the cross. God's desire is to show us the victory we have when we believe. Even when he appeared to them back in Jerusalem, when the guys from Emmaus, the disciples, and they met. And Jesus himself came into that meeting room where they were, all were, the disciples and some of the others, the women. He said, "Why are you frightened?" Sometimes our emotions can overcome what God wants to do in our lives. And so I've sat this morning in this really peaceful sort of environment. Let's just love God together this morning. Let's just relax. We're going to take communion in a moment after I've just spoken a little bit more. But I want to say this morning, the Holy Spirit comes to relaxed people. Power of God works best without stress. Who's ever found that when you've got a lot of things racing through your mind that it's very difficult to tune in to anything? What was I doing again? Let's just relax this morning and enjoy God. Whilst Adam was lying down, Eve was created. Your best moments are in a relaxed atmosphere. Your best creativity is in a relaxed state of mind. God often speaks to me when I'm most relaxed. It might be when I'm just chilling, surfing or something. Just having a, God's there. Let's allow him into our world this morning. Psalm 23 verse 5 says this. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil." I've got the PowerPoint for this agent. No, sickness is an enemy of all of us. There wouldn't be a person in this room that didn't say, "No, I've never been sick." There can be all kinds of enemies that debilitate us. It could be emotional. I'm trusting that your emotions will be healed this morning. It could be something that, a relational thing that's really upset you. Trusting that God's bigger than that situation, whatever you're facing right now. It might be a physical thing. It could be depression. It could be just you're so anxious all the time. It might be that you've got a lack of motivation. Whatever your situation is, let's believe together that God's going to touch your life today. We lose our effectiveness, we lose our power, we become an impotent church if we are not allowing the fresh oil of the Lord to come upon us. So it's great to share a communion like this, what we do it once a month. We want it to mean something for you. I don't know about you, but just about every day I need topping up. Well, I do. We need refreshing from God. Stuff happens in life. People get into your life and tell you this and tell you that. You can't do that. Well, they. Often it's because they're jealous of who we are or, whatever. It's just stuff that goes on. And we can drop out, we can lose our power unless we determine to refuel and replenish. Can we do that this morning? There were a few times when I was at the Presence Conference this year. Just gone in April. And for seemingly no reason at all. I don't know what's been happening this year. I think I've cried more this year than I've ever cried in my life. And I was at Presence Conference and I'm just listening. Suddenly my eyes would just well up. That's incredible. Now, there might have been a story about a person or they had someone up on stage talking about what God was doing. Even when I've been what I like The Voice, the program The Voice. And even when I was watching The Voice, sometimes like some of the people, I hear their stories, I'm just, I'm just like, I believe that God's touching me and he's just healing me or just changing some of my emotions. It's okay to allow God Some of the best moments we can have is we allow God just to touch us. And when there's healing involved, often He wants to heal all of us. So allow those emotions to come. It's okay. And so God has prepared a table for us. We have the emblems in our hands, and we need to recognize that this table is a representation of Christ's death. And that we need to fully understand it. It can be a reason for sickness in our lives. I'm going to put the next PowerPoint up, just of a verse in 1 Corinthians 11. Paul said to the Corinthian church, "He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." In other words, they die. Paul is not saying that you and I must be perfect. Thank goodness for that. That's impossible. But what he is saying is that we recognize his death was a powerful occurrence, and that we shouldn't mess with what he has been enabled for us in our lives. So if we say that we love God and we believe in God, we shouldn't still do the same things that we did when we were the old person before we knew Christ. Our sin can affect our bodies because God's got us living in another place, but hang on, I'm not living in that world. Let's recognize that we can be an unbelieving believer. And I want our church to be believing believers. Can we be believing believers today? Let's do what's right in the sight of God. Let's stay strong. Let's stay whole. In Isaiah 53, he became an offering. He poured out his soul, not only for our sin, but for our healing. Let me say that again. He poured out his soul not only for our sin, but also for our healing. By his stripes, the New King James says, the King James, we are healed. Most of us know that scripture. He was whipped and we were healed. And so God's nature is to heal. God has the ability to heal, and God's intention is to heal. And the table of the Lord has been prepared by God, not only to thank Him for our forgiveness. It's easy for us to be forgiven. It's easy for God to heal as well. We just need to accept it. He was the Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice. And the right response is to receive all that God's done on the cross for us. Why don't we take the communion in our hands? Just close our eyes for a moment and say, "Thank you, God, for dying for me." Why don't we just take off the wafer that represents his body. Thank you, Lord, that you are the bread of life. We receive of your life. Those guys on the road to Emmaus, they took of the bread, their eyes were opened. Help us to see what you see, Lord. Thank you for your blood. Testimony of Jesus is the most powerful thing we can have in our lives. We receive this morning of all you have for us. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you're here this morning. I want to give you an opportunity before we finish this morning. If you haven't received Christ, just to receive Him into your world. Allow God's healing power to come into your life. The best miracle of all is turning your, having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Saying, yeah, come into my life. He's there, he's knocking. All we need to do is open our hearts. And that goes for the believers here today as well. We still have to open our hearts to God. Let's open our hearts today. Allow him to do what he wants to do. So first point I want to make this morning is God is a healer. And I want to watch just a short video together. Can we do that, guys? Of how Ken's knee ended up being. Prayed for him a little while ago. But we just got a short part two. Let's do that.
Hey, g'day, church. Just to elaborate on what God has done for me since he's healed my knee. When Pastor Nigel prayed and got his healing hands on my knee, it's just been terrific.
Well, you couldn't do that with a bone knee.
Couldn't do that at all last week.
As a painter, I climb up and down stairs, ladders, planks, stuff like that. And the last job I've been doing was six floors or a six-storey apartment building in the city. Before that, it was hard work climbing up and down the stairs. Since I've been blessed and God has healed my knee, it's just been terrific. I can carry paint up and down stairs. I probably climb up and down stairs about 10, 15 times a day. Between floors, and there's been no pain on my knee since. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Thanks. God's not a part-time healer. He's the real deal. It's his nature to heal. It's not his nature to kill and make sick. So why, you know, say sometimes we say, oh, why, Lord, why is you giving me this to me? It's never God. God doesn't do that. Everything Jesus did made things come alive. He said to Peter, go out into the deep water. Peter's gone back to shore and he's thinking to himself, you know what? I don't know how I'm going to pay my crew. Jesus gets into his boat and changed everything. He was a businessman. He had bills to pay. And Peter at first is going, well, you know, I fished all night. There's no fish in this. I don't think there's any fish out. I don't know what they're doing. They don't seem to be in the sea anymore. Jesus got in the boat and said, just keep paddling out into the deep. Just keep going. Let's trust him today. I had so many fish, they needed other boats to come. Let's trust him. If God says, paddle out, you're going to catch lots of fish, you're going to catch lots of fish. God says he's your healer, he's going to heal you, he's going to heal you. A man with the advanced case of leprosy said to Jesus, if you want to, you can heal me. And Jesus said, I want to. Jesus did kind of the unthinkable in the day and walked up to a coffin and just said, get up. Pallbearers dropped the coffin, but hey, a miracle happened. It didn't matter anymore. God's incredible. It's the nature of God to bring healing. And I've heard some Christians over the years say stuff like, you shouldn't go to the doctor. Simply pray and ask God to heal you. I want to ask some questions this morning just so we get this part of our lives sort of doctrinally okay as well. Can God use a doctor? Does that doctor need to be a Christian? No. Can God use a surgeon? Can God use the ambulance people? Can God use the nurses? You think maybe that God's even put these people with these giftings in our world so that they can help to heal us? Come on. So God will use anything to help the healing power of God. But then there's this supernatural power, which we're going to speak more on before we pray this morning. You know, I had I had a really bad broken arm. I've still got the big scar here on my left. When I was about 11, I think I was, I got pushed by a little girl. It's hard to believe, I know. Probably shouldn't have said that, no. Wasn't a real men moment, but anyway. And the bone was sticking out. I remember it, you know, it was like... So when I got to the hospital, they kind of... Yeah, well, we're going to have to break that again so we can fix it. So they do whatever they do under the anaesthetic, I didn't know, but... Put the cast on, healed beautifully. I'm grateful for doctors, surgeons. All these things we need in our life. You know, if you're on medication, don't go off your medication. Get with people so that you actually reduce that medication. Let's be wise. And then there's this supernatural ability. Who's pleased that God is a supernatural God as well? See, there is faith for healing, and you can feel it close to you. So I want to kind of like draw close to God together this morning. Because often we're sick, we can be overwhelmed with sickness. It's challenging to rise in faith. But if you can do it for forgiveness, you can do it for healing. You can freely receive today. And the reason healing is not free-flowing on our streets is because so few people really want to receive. I heard this story. My daughter likes to listen to her. I can't remember what radio station it is. But anyway, and I'm just on the way home and I was just kind of zoned out. And then this story comes on about this. They were having phobias and fears, people fears. And this lady was absolutely petrified of pigeons. And to the point where twice... trying to run away from a pigeon, she nearly got hit by a car. And when she was asked by the radio announcer, we would like to help you. I don't know what they were going to do, but they said, we'll talk you through and stuff. And I'm not sure. Sometimes we can like our little side compartments or whatever they are. But God's plan for our lives is to set us free. Is it normal to nearly get run over by a car? Fear is not from God. Perfect love casts out fear. And so it's a free gift. And good people get sick and bad people get healed. It's a mystery. There's no formula. You can, however, improve your chances by taking hold of the Word of God and improve your faith. Are we prepared to take a hold of the Word of God this morning and improve our faith? All through Scripture, you find that the Bible is a healing book. I'll pop this PowerPoint up for me, AJ. Proverbs 4:22 says that the words of this book are life to those who find them. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them. Luke 5:17, Jesus says quite an amazing thing to the man who was lowered down through the roof by his mates. He says, your sins are forgiven you. He didn't say, you're healed. You getting this? He said, your sins are forgiven you. His mates didn't lower him down for his sins to be forgiven, did they? But for his healing. And Jesus continues and says, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up and walk? Jesus was saying that they are the same. I take away sin and I heal. Freedom from sin means healing from sickness. Let that sink in for a moment. Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord who heals you. Here now, he is your healer. Maybe even while we're in the service, you might just want to pop your hands out. Just, you know, say, well, thank you, Lord. You're going to touch my life today. Whatever I need in my life or whatever miracle, Lord, I thank you. You know, I'd never had a massage in my life, and Andrea sort of like said, well, you're going to have one. And after I relaxed, I really enjoyed it. We can be so tense and so bound up. And I want you to know that when we touch the presence of God, wow, there's nothing that can beat that. Let's submit to the river of healing through the power of God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Trusting that kidneys are going to be better than they've ever been. Thank you, Jesus. You're the God that heals. Psalm 103, verse 3, Jesus takes away sin and sickness. John 3:14, this is a really interesting scripture. Moses lifted up a snake because there was a plague of snakes in the wilderness. And God told him just to put the snake and hold it really high. It was on a huge long pole. And all the Israelites were getting bitten by the snakes. And so every time he put it up and he left it up there. And when the people of God looked to it, they were instantly healed. But I want to say this morning, why is it brought into the New Testament? I think because we've got to look up. Let's look up to our healer. Let's look up and receive all that God has for us. Let's look to the perfect healer, to the one who brings salvation, to the one who brings healing, to the one who brings freedom from sickness, disease. He sets the oppressed free. It's God's nature to heal. God can heal. PowerPoint, next PowerPoint, 5, I think it is, slide. I am the Lord, Jeremiah 32:27. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Can you believe today? Is there anything too hard for me? God wanted Jeremiah to buy the land as a sign of faith, and they'd been overtaken by the Chaldeans, and he's going, I don't know about this, Lord. 17 years later, he went back into that land, and they settled back in that land. That was a gift of faith. If God's saying something, it's going to happen. Put your faith in his hands. Luke 17:14, go show yourselves to the priests, and 10 lepers were healed. John 9:7, he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He came back seeing. Luke 13, woman, you are healed from your infirmity. Matthew 12, stretch out your hand, and as it stretched out, it was healed. Jesus heals. It's not a big issue for Jesus to heal anyone. It's not difficult for him. It's an easy anointing. It's not difficult for God to raise the dead or heal the sick or cast out demons. You know, it's not like Harry Potter where you got to concentrate really hard. Come on, where's that extra power? It's not like that at all. It's not meant to be. Because why? God's already done it on the cross. The release is already there. And so, thirdly, he will heal. God will heal. Why don't we say it together? Thank you, Lord. You're the God that will heal me. Every time people came to Jesus and said, please heal me, he said, yes, Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I want to. He never said no. When someone came to Jesus and asked, he always said yes. So I want to tell a little story. I have it here. From Pastor Collie in Liberia. And I'm going to show you in a second after I've read some of this. I'll get the guys to put it on the screen. Because I managed to get this. Just a miracle before we finish and start praying for some people this morning. I'm happy to write to you. This is from Dominic Okoye, the administrator of C3 in Liberia. There's about 500 members in Liberia now, four churches. All C3, the Filipinos were asking me last night. How cool is that? I'm happy to write to you about wonderful things God is doing in C3 Church, especially in C3 Painesville. Firstly, on January 19, 2014, a member of our church, Sister Cordo Zuba's child, fell critically ill and was rushed to the James David Memorial Hospital. Sunny Zuba was diagnosed with 3-plus malaria, anemia and meningitis and admitted for a few hours. The mother of the child, who cannot read nor write, was given prescriptions with a return date, but she threw those papers away because of illiteracy. In a confused state of mind, she took her child home and began to cry over her. Immediately, Pastor Collie went to see Sister Cordo's house, and in one accord with the church, he began praying for his child, for the child. And the mother had given up hope because the child had been very ill and had already knew that Sunny was dead on arrival to the hospital. Minister Florence Collie, who happens to be a nurse, visited the hospital to get information surrounding the child because Sister Cordo did not come home with any documents from the hospital. Blessingly, she met and talked with the paediatrician, Dr. Alexander Pajibo, MD, who was surprised to hear that this child was still alive because, according to him, this child was already dead before her mother brought her to the hospital. She died on arrival. I am pleased to report that Sunny Zuba is doing well. Let's pop it up on the screen with Pastor Collie and then the other slide. God hears our prayers. Little Sunny at the front there. And the next one. With a mum. They don't speak any English. And Shane took a little video of it. But Sunny's doing well. Sunny's not dead. She's alive. I am the God who heals you. I just thought that was a pretty cool story. And so, one more story and we'll pray for people. Luke 8:41. Jairus' daughter fell sick. Jairus was an enemy. He was a synagogue leader. He was an enemy of Jesus. Jesus could have said, I'm not going to heal you. You've been bad to me. You haven't been really good to me at all. They were plotting to kill him. But Jesus didn't do that. Jesus said, sure, I'll come. So on the way, they get news that the little girl had passed away. And so they say, oh, there's no point now. You can imagine how the feeling was. There was unbelief everywhere. And he got everyone out of the room and he says, Jesus' name, or whatever he said. He wouldn't have had to say Jesus' name because he is Jesus. But and the child just sat up in bed again. She was fine. Incredible story. He simply said the word arise. No one's turned away from Jesus. No outcasts of society, no leprous people. The woman pulling on her clothing. Not a boy convulsing under the influence of demon. It is his will to heal. And I believe it's God's nature to heal. Put the last slide up. He shows no favoritism for anyone. That's why he gave Peter that vision. He shows no partiality. And God's intention is to heal. I believe that it is God's nature to heal. Will you believe with me today? It is God's nature to heal. I believe He wants to heal, and I believe He will heal. Will you take that as your testimony? I believe that's God's nature to heal. I believe He wants to heal, and I believe He will heal. And so this morning I've asked some of the prayer team to come. We're going to pray for people. We finish our meeting this morning praying for some people that just want a touch of God. They need healing in their life, or it might be emotional. It might be a problem that they're facing. So why don't we stand this morning? You need a touch of God in your life, please come. The ushers can sort the chairs out if we need them. But let's just come. You want to receive healing from God this morning. It might be physical, it might be emotional. Whatever it is, just start coming forward. Young people, don't be discluded from this. You're facing a major problem in your life, just come. Like I said, it doesn't matter. It might not be particularly healing that you need. Come anyway if you need a touch from God. We're just going to trust together that God heals. We can move the chairs back if we need to. If you need a touch of God on your life today, let's come. I'm just going to ask the guys to come and come and join me for a moment. All the prayer team that I've asked, please come. Please come and join me on the stage. And if there's more, just push the chairs back. Do whatever you need to do, Steve. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's try and get one big line if there's enough room. Otherwise, we'll do two. That's fine. Let's keep it nice and tight, close there. And all right. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor Susan, come and join us. Let's pray for some Africans. That's good. Thank you, God. We got catches, you guys? Yeah, good. All right. We're just going to lay hands on you and believe that God's going to just do a miracle this morning. If you want to let us know, that's fine. So, will you pray for this? Otherwise, we're just going to touch and trust that God's going to heal you. Is that okay? So let's just move and just start praying for people this morning. Once we finished, let's go. Thanks, God. Thank you, Lord. Nah, it's okay. It's fine. God's already working. I know God's already working this morning. Thank you, Lord. Touch of heaven. Healing power of God. Healing power of God.